Today's daf was Erev and Daf Dalet. In yesterday's daf, we learned that Abaye held Erev Nachman when he spoke about which amos, what size an amma was. He said when it comes to measurements of sukkah and a mavoi, we use an amma made up of 5 tefachim. But when it comes to measurements for klayim, we use an amma made up of 6 tefachim. Rava has an entirely different version of Rav Nachman. Rava mishmed Rav Nachman Amar kol amos ba'amma bashisha. Ela halal l'sokhos v'alal l'atzevos. All amos are amos of 6 tefachim. It's just that sometimes they're made up of tefachim that you hold your fingers a little wider apart, and sometimes of tefachim that you hold your fingers very tightly together. And that accounts for any discrepancy you have in the size of amos, but it has nothing to do with 5 tefach amos or 6 tefach amos. When it comes to sukkah and mavoi, we use the amma where we hold our finger tightly together. When it comes to the amma of klayim, we use the amma where we hold the fingers of the tefach more further apart. So frek the Gemara on Abaye, on yesterday's version of Rav Nachman, Abaye's version of Rav Nachman, mesvei kol amos shomer chachamim ba'amma bas shisha. We have a bris that says explicitly, all amos are 6 tefach amos, but they're not all the same, even though they're all 6 tefach amos, which is exactly what Rava said. They're all 6 tefach amos, sometimes like this, but they're all 6 tefach amos. Abaye held not that way. Abaye held that some of them are 5 tefach amos. So Abaye defends himself by saying, yeah, but read weiter in that price. It says that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says that amma of klayim is 6 tefach amma, which implies that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds other amos are really 5 tefach amos, and you're right, Tanakam is against me, but I hold that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, I'm allowed to pass like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Rava thinks that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel also agrees to the Tanakhama that all amos are 6 tefach amos, not just amos of klayim. What Rabbi Shimon Gamliel means to say in that brisa is that we use a 5 tefach amma when we measure the yisod and the sovev of the mizbech, the one amma tall base in the mizbech and the one amma wide ledge a little bit higher up in the mizbech. And we learn from Pesukim in Yecheskel that the amos of the karnos of mizbech, or the horns on top of the mizbech, and the mizbech hazav, the amos of the mizbech hazav, are also given in terms of 5. But other than that, when it comes to mavui, when it comes to sukkah, when it comes to klayim, all of them are 6 tefach amos. Then the rest of the daf was dedicated to one statement. Amar b'chei barashi amarav, shiurim chatzitza and mechitza na alach l'moshim yisinai. That shiurim chatzitza and mechitza are all dinim that are alach l'moshim yisinai. The Gemara questions each one. First, shiurim, what are you talking about? Daraisinin, it's a pasuk. The pasuk that's meshabeach, the various produce of Eretz Yisrael, each word of produce teaches us a different halacha. Chita teaches us how long you have to stay in the house before the clothing that you're wearing becomes tame. Sa'orin teaches us how large a bone is metame b'mago b'masa. When Geffen teaches the chiv nazir for drinking revius of yayin. Te'ena teaches that when you carry food on Shabbos, you're chayiv if it's the size of a dried fig. Rimon teaches how big of a hole you could have in a kli before the kli is no longer a kli. Eretz Zeis Shemen teaches that most things are a kezayis. Not all, but most things have a shear of a kezayis. Devash teaches the shear for how much you're chayiv for eating on Yom Kippur. So the Gemara answers, yeah, that's true. The pasuk does allude to all those things, but it's only an asmachta. Really, it's halach l'moshe misinai. Rabbanan asmachin, rabbanan akray. All of those shiurim are really halach l'moshe misinai. It's just the pasuk is only an asmachta. So we move on to chatzitzin. Chatzitzin don't rise in nihu. Chatzitzas it don't rise. We learn from the pasuk v'rachatz is kol b'saro b'mayim, that there can't be any chatzitza between your body and the water. So even chatzitza on the hair is learned from the pasuk. It says es kol b'saro to teach es hatafel b'saro. So the Gemara answers, Ki asai hilchasa l'rubo l'miyuto l'makvid l'shein makvid. The halach l'moshe misinai comes to teach us that the only time something is a chatzitza on the daraisa level if it covers the majority of your body and your makvid. If it covers either it covers the majority of your body or your makvid, just one or the other, then it's only a chatzitza on the drabbanon level. And if it's neither the majority of your body and you're not makvid about it, then it's not even a chatzitza midrabbanon, because that would be gzer l'gzer to declare that a chatzitza. And then the daf finishes off with mechitzos daraisa ninu. The laws of mechitza are also learned from Pesukim about the height of the aron and the kaparis on top of the aron, the lid on top of the aron, because the aron was a height of 1.5 amos, so that's 9 tefachim. The kaparis was an amma thick, so you see the sheer mechitza is learned from there of 10 tefachim. So Gemara gives two answers. First, if you assume like Rabbi Yehuda that the amos described in Kalim were amos pas chamisha tefachim, so then the height of the aron was actually only with the kaparis was actually only 8.5 tefachim. It was not 10 tefachim, so it cannot serve as the source for mechitza. It must be halach l'moshe misinai. And second, the idea of mechitza of 10 tefachim may be daraisa, but some of the detailed halachos within the laws of mechitza, like good, the ability to imagine the wall extending up or down, gurachas mechitza, gurasik mechitza, lavud, the ability to view spaces of less than 3 tefachim as if they're closed off, or dofen akuma, when it comes to sukkah, to view a wall as if it's bent right next to kosher schach, all of those are halach l'moshe misinai, even if the very notion of a 10 tefach mechitza is not halach l'moshe misinai.